Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Big sitcom in the 1970s, and one of the stars of that show passed away. His name is David Lander. He passed away on Friday. He was 73 years old. He's best known for playing Squiggy on Laverne and Shirley. His sidekick on the show was Lenny, who was played by actor Michael McKean. David died of complications from multiple sclerosis. And I guess he had battled MS for decades. He was first diagnosed in 1984, but he didn't actually make it public until 1999. Here's a clip from one of his famous entrances on the show.
There is no reason on earth why Prince Charming cannot walk through our front door.
Hello.
Cheryl, believe me, I am not sick, and there is nothing in this place that will make me sick.
Hello, girls.
Well, who knows who will show up this year?
I know. The same people who show up every year. People I didn't want to see then, people I don't want to see now, and people I don't ever want to see again.
Hello.
Nothing can depress me once I put my mind to it.
Hello.
Here's David explaining how Squiggy came to be on the show.
Penny called me and said, David, this is strange, but I'm doing a TV show for ABC called Laverne and Shirley. But without a pilot, we don't have any running characters other than Laverne and Shirley. I was thinking Lenny and Squiggy, which Michael and I have been doing since college. She said, I think they might be good last-ditch dates for the girls. So if you could come to the party tonight. So we sat down, and Rob Reiner turned around and said, so you're going to do Lenny and Squiggy? And the whole party stared at us, and Michael and I, we just went into a bit that we had never done before, nor have we ever done since. And everybody laughed. And I went home, and next day, Gary Marshall, who I don't think was there for it, said, I hear those two guys are funny. Maybe they could be on the show. I said, really? Yeah, Lenny and Marvin. I said, no, you can't switch their names. Let's just leave it, Lenny and Squiggy. 2 weeks later, we were doing them on television.
That's a fun name for a character, too. Squiggy.
Right. he kept his MS a secret for many years until 1999 with the release of his memoir. And he once said he was afraid that too many people didn't know what MS was. And he was like, look, I was not in a wheelchair. I wasn't having any cognitive problems. So I thought as long as I wasn't showing, why tell anyone? And he was also worried that Hollywood wouldn't hire someone with MS. In fact, he even used to pretend he was an alcoholic to hide some of the signs of MS because Hollywood would forgive alcoholism, but wasn't cool with MS. Isn't that interesting?
That's sad.
Yeah, that is pretty sad.
Yeah. Well, Tim, aren't you a big fan of Dionne Warwick?
Like, heck yeah, Deja Vu is one of my favorite songs.
I thought so. I thought you loved a bunch of her music. You were going to absolutely love this
story. Then came you.
Over the weekend, she put a couple people on blast. So over the weekend, she posed this question on Twitter. She said, Chance the Rapper, she called him out. She said, if you are obviously a rapper, then why did you have to put it in your stage name? I cannot stop thinking about this one. I am now Dion the Singer.
There you go.
So Chance the Rapper saw the message and he was totally starstruck. He goes, sorry, I'm so freaking out that you even know who I am. This is amazing. I'll be whatever you want to call me, Miss Warwick. And then she responded back to him and said, of course I know who you are. You're the rapper. Let's rap together. I'll message you. And the funny thing is, she didn't stop there. So after Chance the Rapper, she went after The Weeknd. She said, The Weeknd is next. Why? It's not even spelled correctly. If you have to.
This is what happens when you go through old age, you just question everything.
Yeah. And then she goes, if you have the in your name, I am coming after you. I need answers today.
Yeah. Who gave this woman Twitter?
I love it. And then The Weeknd responded back to that. He goes, I just got roasted by Dionne Warwick and I feel honored.
That's
you
awesome.
Just made my day.
Why are you wearing that outfit? What's up with those clothes? What's with the
hair?
Name? Why are you driving that kind of car?
Yeah. She tweeted later like that.
Kids
afternoon,
these days.
That she was just having fun, but yeah. I love it.
That's
so
pretty funny. All right, Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, 735, mostly cloudy and chilly today. We'll see a high around 37. It's 32 right now. 9 News consumer reporter John Matarese joins us now on the phone, so you don't waste your money. Hey, John.
Good morning, Jeff and Jen and everybody. And I tell you, how many streaming services does everybody need?
Let's see. I have Netflix. I have Apple TV Plus.
Oh, you did. You went for it.
Yeah, because I wanted to watch The Morning Show and a couple
of
others.
Do you have Hulu? Do you have?
I don't have Hulu.
So I have Disney Plus.
I don't have Disney Plus.
That's another one.
Yeah, I've got Disney Plus and Netflix.
What about Amazon Prime?
I have that. I never use it, though.
And, you know, because the kids all want to see Disney Plus, so it's like, all right, we'll have that. And, you know, you got to have Netflix. That's required. And it's just getting crazy. And now they just announced that Discovery is going to have its own streaming service. And people go, Discovery? You know, I don't watch Discovery Channel. No, I'm not interested. And it's like, wait a minute. Discovery is HGTV and Food Network. And it's like, whoa, really? Okay, now I'm interested. Tell me about it. Okay, so for $7 a month, you're going to have all those Food Network shows, all the Discovery shows, all the HGTV shows. We're talking Chip and Joanna and Property Brothers.
Mm.
And I know Rich can't turn these off.
Yeah, I do like the Magnolia brand and all that stuff with those guys.
Yeah, Christina on the Coast and all those shows. And then you're going to get TLC, Discovery, Animal Planet, Travel Channel. So it's a whole package of all those Discovery networks, $7 a month, commercial free. So now that sounds like a good idea. Well, yeah, I like all those shows. But the question is, how many of these can you have? Because your cable's $60 a month. You start adding all these streaming services at $15 a month. Netflix is pushing over 15. You've got all these others for around $6, $7, $10 a month. Pretty soon you're paying $150 a month, people. It's like the cable bill was 5 years ago.
Yeah, I just realized that how does Amazon Prime work? Because I never watched that.
Membership. And it's the exact same way that you have it on your television, like you would log into Netflix.
It's actually a lot of good stuff on it. I'm currently watching a documentary about the Silk Road.
Oh.
Hey, I want to go to Uzbekistan now.
You know what bothers me, though, about Amazon Prime is the stuff you have to pay for. Like, it'll pop up and say, like, oh, you can watch Urban Cowboy, but it'll cost you $8.99 or whatever.
Right.
And I'm like,
wait a minute. I pay for Amazon Prime.
Right.
It could be free, and some of it is, but you still have to watch a lot of old movies on it. You know, a lot of the movies are still, you have to buy, you have to rent. So that gets expensive because you're picking and choosing movies on Amazon Prime. So it's really getting crazy. If you have a lot of these streaming services, like you're paying for Hulu or you have something like Sling, you don't need the Discovery because you're already getting HGTV and Food Network. Do you know what I mean?
Yep. Right.
If you have Hulu Plus and you're paying for it, you're like, wait a minute, that's kind of my streaming cable package. You don't then have to pay extra for streaming Food Network. But what they're doing now is they're going to give you exclusive content. They're going to give you exclusive Rachel Ray shows, you know, and exclusive Magnolia shows. So they're trying to lure you in. So do you need it? I'd say no. Most people don't. You know, if you're crazy about all things Food Network and HGTV, then possibly. But it's just getting insane. And you know what? I'm working on a story, actually, for a few days from now, because it's like, you know, how do you choose anymore? You know, which one is best? So I would love to hear from some of your wonderful Q102 listeners. If they want to just Facebook message me and just tell me what streaming services you use, because I'm trying to figure it out. I mean, people ask me every day, you know, John, what one's the best value? God, that's a tough question. So I'd love to hear from some Q102 listeners.
I think it depends, too, on, like, what you have. Like, I clearly feel like Disney Plus, I have to have it because of the kid in my life.
If you have young kids,
right.
Disney Plus is essential.
Yes. Right.
I feel like we watch Netflix probably more than any other streaming service in our house. But
Disney Plus has The Mandalorian. So, you know, you don't have one, you can't see something that everybody's talking about.
Yeah, I got CBS All Access because I wanted to watch that new Picard show, that Star Trek, which I hung in there for like a season, then I just stopped watching it. So there's something I'm paying for and not watching.
Yeah.
And then I got HBO Max.
Yeah, HBO Max and Peacock. So,
geez, so I got 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 5.
Jeff, you need to downsize, my friend.
I do.
Jeff, you got to start trading passwords with friends.
Yes, I was going to say the same thing.
We only pay for 2, and we have 6 of them.
Same.
Really?
So that means we have 4 free passwords.
Right.
Got us covered.
That's what I said. I told Jen, I said, because she was like, I got to get Disney Plus because I got, I'm like, use my password. Like, genuinely, we only watch like 4 things on there, and we're only on there sporadically. So just take my password.
But wouldn't that be wrong?
No, it's not wrong.
I'm not endorsing it.
I mean, it says you can have what, up to 4 users at the same time. Yeah, so let's just use them, babe.
So you guys are like my domestic partners?
Yes.
Sure.
If you need Disney Plus, I'm your girl.
Okay.
There you go. Hey, great talking to you guys. As always, don't waste your money.
All right. Thank
Thanks, John.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Why do I have all these? So how does this work? So what am I? So Amazon Prime
is like what, $130 a
it's
year?
It's like a one-time charge. You pay it once a year. You get, that gets you your deals on shipping.
Right.
You order junk on Amazon, and then it also gets you a decent amount of stuff you can watch on Amazon Prime, which is an app. You click it; it looks just like Netflix. You click around. Here's my action.
You put
here's
in
my
your
drama.
Amazon password like you would on the app.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. All right.
And you can also watch it on your phone, and you can download stuff from Amazon. It's exactly the same as like having a Netflix.
Well, I was watching Jack Ryan on it for a while, and there was a couple of other shows. And then
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah, right. Prime. It's just been so long since I've really tapped into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense for me.
I mean, I do recommend it for, I would say, shows.
Right.
But I feel like when you want to watch movies,
yeah,
that's when you have to go to the Netflix route, because the movies on Amazon Prime, like I was just saying to John, you're like, oh, we should see if a Star is Born. We can watch it, like, you know, the Lady Gaga one. It's, you have to pay for it.
50-50. Some of them are free, and some of them you have to pay $3, $4, $5
right.
to watch.
It's funny, when I got Apple TV Plus, Apple TV Plus sort of opens the window for all these other streaming services that you could get through Apple TV Plus. They just tack on like an additional, you know, $5 to $10 a month.
And when I got my iPhone, they were like, it comes with a free year of Apple TV Plus. But when I went to log into it, it was like, you got to put in your credit card and then you automatically get charged. And I'm like, I'm going to forget to cancel that.
I always forget that.
That's their plan.
That's what they're banking on.
That's what they're banking on. So I was like, I'm not signing into that show. Although I hear you and Jen talk about the morning show all the time. So
yeah, it's pretty good.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.